Before we get to tonight's Big Brother 21st eviction recap, let me take a moment and thank our friends over at True Car. Because if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with a term like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to the dealership. And your True Car dealer will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price, even if you're not a mechanic like Steve? Because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this. So they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. From my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's not so sure about this global warming after we just had the shortest summer ever.
Summer Steve 2018.
I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. Very excited to be live after eviction number one. Oh, my God. I love Big Brother 20 so much. This was such a fun day and night. And live show is so much to talk about here as we say goodbye to Summer of Steve 2018. We hardly knew you. It looked like he was going to stick around. It looked like it was going to work out, but then it didn't. And then we have so much to talk about. And then, of course, what an exciting week we have to look forward to with Caitlin, your new HOH. So very excited to be live tonight with two of the esteemed members of the LFC joining us tonight from Denver, Colorado. Please welcome back Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited for this week. I cannot wait to see what Caitlin is up to as HOH. And I'm really happy that we got to see an HOH be crowned at the end of the episode and not have to wait until the next episode to see the actual ending of the HOH competition. I feel like that's rare these days.
Yeah. And of course, that Brent was trying to talk himself into getting into Steve. He felt like, okay, well, you got to love the one you're with. I'm going to try to find the good in Steve, but he doesn't have to try anymore. Brent, welcome on. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. I saw that Julie Chen let Sam get rid of her robot, and we got rid of ours. There's no Taryn Armstrong tonight. So.
No, Taryn yeah. had a busy week of podcasting. He is recuperating his voice, trying to get back on the mend, and we have a lot to talk about here tonight. He will be back in the morning to cover what should be an eventful night on the Big Brother live feeds coming up. Of course, we are streaming live on the YouTube channel, on Twitch, Periscope, even Facebook, coming to you everywhere to bring you top-notch Big Brother coverage. Hashtag RHAP on Twitter to get your questions into the show. Scott St. Pierre is standing by with all of that. But let's get into this shocking developments today, Brent, as everything came together. It was sort of a little bit nebulous. It looked like Sam was going to be the person who was going to get the votes and then ultimately have to use the App Store advantage to stay in the house. But things really changed up today where the scales tipped with Caitlin being the seventh vote to evict Steve.
Yes. I mean, I'm telling you guys, maybe 18, 24 hours ago, this was a 12-1 vote for Steve to stay. I mean, I really, really thought it was going to go that way. Thought in the end, it might even be unanimous if JC got wind of the fact that Sam was probably going to go. And then Tyler decided to put a few more plates spinning in the air and decided to really put his social capital on the line to try to save Sam and this power, which he really believes in, that it will help him on down the line. Reeled in Caitlin, was able to scare her enough into voting for Sam to stay. And as you saw in the episode, Caitlin was acting like she was none the wiser. She was shocked. Mm-hmm. Shocked, I tell you, Rob,
yeah.
When the votes came in. It's going to be a fun week.
So all of this stuff was unfolding on Thursday during the day. Too close to get to the live feeds. We'll see how much of that is going to play on Sunday night. Melissa, the story that we were told on the episode, though, basically was that here, well, you had the one side of the house where you had the... Fauté on one side of the house, and everybody was getting their digs in on Fauté, including Mr. Announcer Man.
Meanwhile, Swaggy C, Kaylee, Fessel, Rockstar, and Caitlin formed an alliance of their own. Yeah, you heard that right. They call themselves Fauté.
Yeah. So you had Fauté wanted to get rid of Sam, and then you had where Level 6 wanted to get rid of Steve. But the story that we basically got was we really played up the Caitlyn jealousy card, where she felt like that she was paranoid about what was going on between Fessy and Haley and how they were getting together romantically, and that she felt like it was in her best interest to keep a person who was not part of a pair in the house, where we didn't really get the angle of Tyler. Do you feel like that the love triangle played a role in this tonight?
I think it played an initial role in why she switched to Tyler, but I don't think that that sealed the deal. That was definitely more near the beginning of the week, where Tyler was, you know, starting to take her under his wing and comfort her when she was upset about the whole Fessy Haley drama. And so she already was starting to feel that connection with Tyler, but that wasn't what made her vote the way she voted today. Last night, it was just crazy because Tyler ends up telling this level six alliance about Sam's power. And because at the time, Winston and Brett and they were kind of waffling on whether or not to vote for Steve or vote for Sam. And the girls were like, you know what, we're doing what Tyler says, because Tyler had told Casey and Casey convinced them. And then Tyler ends up telling them all, because he's like, I can't take this back and forth. So they're all on board and they're like, we just need one more vote. And that vote is Caitlin. And Tyler ends up talking to Caitlin. And I was like, Tyler, this is very scary. You are putting yourself in a very precarious position right here by telling Caitlin this stuff. Because he basically said, like, you are screwed if you vote Sam out. And she's like, but how? He's like, because the people who vote for Steve are screwed.
Yeah.
And like, just not giving her any information. And, you know, it ended up working.
Yeah, Rob, it was really like shades of Tony Vlachos. You know, we always know in Big Brother that you can't use production as a strategy. You know, we saw last year with Jessica, you cannot lie about a power that you have. But the difference here, as pointed out to me by Taryn Armstrong, is that Tyler doesn't have this power. He doesn't know what it said. So he can say whatever he wants. And obviously, we saw Big Brother is not going to call him on it. And he was able to basically bluff a weak-minded Caitlin into voting the way he wanted to because of some nebulous power that he wouldn't even tell her everything about it. I mean, it was insane to me, because Caitlin was basically, okay, I'll do what you say, but yet he wouldn't reveal everything to her. If I was in the house, I would have demanded to know whatever, you know, if he wanted me to switch my vote, please tell me everything if you trust me that much. So he got her to switch the vote. I mean, up until an hour ago before the episode, I think things were going back and forth. It was a really fun day on the feeds. And Caitlin still doesn't even doesn't even know the extent of it. She thought that Brett had the power for a while.
No, she's the best. Love Caitlin so much. She has been so great on the show. And she was the star of the episode tonight, because we got to see her as part of the person who really came off looking like a very crazy person, where she has fallen in love with Fessel. And then we got to see Haley in the diary room. Brent, was that a little bit of a different perception that you got in the diary room in terms of, because I've been listening to you guys talk about the Haley and Fessy relationship this week. Were you surprised? Was Haley a little higher on Fessy than you anticipated when you got to hear her diary rooms tonight?
No, I think that was about right. I mean, I felt like that she was always fighting with herself. Like, yeah, you know, this is not a good idea to get into a showman's with this guy, but he is really hot, but I really shouldn't get into a showman's with him. So I kind of felt it was that way. In the diary room, maybe they played it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I felt like on the outside, she had always been pretty firm with him. But Melissa, she had been firm with him, but then yet she still sleeps in bed with him. So I felt like that it that the diary room was a reflection of what was going on in real life.
He was
like,
also firm.
The diary room makes sense, what she said in the diary room. I'm not like completely shocked, but I kind of thought that she wasn't into him. At least all signs pointed that way. And the way he was behaving towards her, I was like, I wouldn't be into this. So I was like, maybe I was just, you know, I was thinking that she would be thinking the way I was thinking, but I was surprised that she was actually into him. I thought she was going to be like, what the heck is this guy doing? He's being so like pushy and clingy and I don't like it. And that's not.
And the scenes that we see of Caitlin where she's like flirting with Fessy, I don't know what she has on her face. She has like, I don't know if it's like calamine lotion or what, like all over her face. And she's flirting with Fessy. And then we see Fessy talking about how great Haley is. There's this one moment where Caitlin comes out of the bathroom as Fessy is talking with Haley. And I thought that the Big Brother producers were a little overboard here with this moment.
The romance is cute.
Why did we get the loudest toilet flush?
And the longest.
Yeah.
Very
so
strange.
Funny.
I have to tell you, though. No, seriously, I love Caitlyn. And, you know, one thing they didn't show was there was a moment in time, I think a day or two ago, where Caitlyn wanted Fessy to play Ding, Mary, Kill. Mm-hmm. Her and Haley, and I can't remember who the third person was. And he was like, I'm not going to do that. And she was, I think she was a little put out that he wouldn't do that. And then later in the week, she played Ding, Mary, Kill with Scotty, and he actually dinged her, and she was like, yeah, you're lying. So she's a mess. Yeah. I love Caitlyn. She's casting gold, and I can't wait for this week.
So great. And then we got to see where, with the moment that was talked about so much this week, where Fessy and Haley were in the bed under the covers, and of course, Caitlyn walks in, and she has the moment where she says, oh, it's like the, what are they having sex under there to Bailey? And then eventually like, she leaves and they're like, okay, good. She's gone. And she bursts back in. Hey, Fessy. And he like jumped out of the bed like it was
lifts
his mom.
Open the covers.
Hey, what happened to my $85 necklace that you broke, bracelet that you broke?
That was really funny.
Oh,
I watched a GIF of that like over and over of him just like popping out of the covers with his hair all mussed. It
yes,
was great.
Yes, it's so great. But somehow that they were in, they ended up pivoting this to back to the vote, Brent. And it wasn't just like, you know, this dopey showman story where she talks to Tyler and says it's almost like the universe has brought this together where right. We got to see at least part of that where Tyler where Tyler comes into the picture where he's pushing her to say, hey, come over to this side. So do you feel like was this sort of a good job by and on the part of the Big Brother editors to at least tell the short version of everything that went on this week?
Yeah, I mean, they have an eviction to get to and they have an HOH competition. As Melissa said, they finished it on the episode. Thank God. Mm-hmm. So I think that they probably did the best they could. Basically, Caitlin started to feel unwanted by the people that she was currently aligned with. Haley, Fessy, all of that group over there. Even Swaggy was talking a little smack about her. Swaggy has been confiding in Tyler a lot in what he's thinking. He told Tyler some stuff. And Tyler told Caitlin about it, and Caitlin feels a little put out by everybody. Now, of course, people like Rockstar have tried to reel her back in, but ultimately, I think it was two things. Well, number one, she's feeling left out. Two, she is worried about this power because Tyler was able to lie about it and say, you might be on the hot seat if you vote the wrong way. And she was like, look, I'm not really that invested in Steve. She started to warm up to the idea of keeping Sam, and you saw the result of it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny the way that Tyler was convincing her. I was like, there's no way this is sustainable because she was like, wait, am I going to go on the block? And he's like with this power. And he's like, yeah, well, I don't know. And she's like, wait, so someone's going to be put up on the block because of this power. He's like, yeah, I think so. She's like, well, then why wouldn't it be Swaggy? Like, why would it be me in particular if other people are voting the same way? Right. And he like couldn't explain it. He just was like, just trust me. You're going to be screwed if you vote this way. Mm-hmm. And she just went with it.
All right. We've talked about this a lot from the Caitlin flipping her vote perspective, but let's talk a little bit about Steve. The summer of Steve turned into a little bit more of the week and a half of Steve. Brent, in your mind, where did Steve go wrong?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, you know, Sam got a power, so she has a chip to play with some people who might care about that power. Steve does not. And the one thing that, you know, was pointed out in the episode was that he really hadn't talked to Rachel and Angela, but he did make an effort to talk to Rachel and Angela, but past the point in time where they were, you know, having this conversation. And, you know, I feel like he thought he was safe. He had said at one point earlier this week, I feel more confident than any nominee who has ever gone on the block in the history of Big Brother during the first week. And, you know, he was totally blindsided. You saw everybody was blindsided about what happened except for the people in the know. As far as where he went wrong, I think probably, I don't know. He did, well, I guess here's the main thing. He goes to sleep too damn early. He's like me. He needs his sleep, and he goes to bed at like 10 o'clock every night. Not that I do, but he goes to bed at 10 o'clock every night. And a lot of the things that were happening were late, and people were talking, and I honestly didn't see him that much. I mean, occasionally he would pop up. Earlier today, he popped up when he, you know, maybe got a little bit of an inkling that something was happening, but then that fire was quickly put out. Scotty thought everything was cool to go. So, I couldn't tell you exactly where he went wrong. But not having more of a solidified alliance with the bros maybe was a place, because Tyler was able to strong arm the bros into voting the way he wanted to. Remember, 18 hours ago, the bros are like, Sam is dumb. She doesn't know this game. Why are we voting to keep her? Let's keep Steve. He's with us. We like Scotty. That's what they were saying. And then Tyler was able to flip them as well. So Caitlin isn't the only weak-minded person in play. The bros are too. But it was intriguing to watch.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm being honest, I think that it really wasn't that Steve did something wrong. I think it was that if this power wasn't in place, if this power didn't exist and Sam didn't have the power, I think that it would have been a unanimous vote to keep Steve. I think that Tyler initially wanted Sam out. I think a lot of people initially wanted Sam out. And the only reason they switched was because Tyler found out that Sam had this power and he convinced them all to switch. And I think that without this power, Steve would have stayed.
Yeah. And not just that, but Tyler was willing to put his social capital on the line. I mean, so much stuff. Taryn was like aghast over everything that Tyler was doing in the house, because it's like, why do you need to do all of this? Like, you're telling this person to lie and you're telling this person to pretend like they're shocked when they tell you this, and then you need to go talk to them. So many things he's trying to do. And it seemed to be like he was going to eventually get caught with his pants down. But now that Caitlin is the new HOH, I think she trusts him implicitly. So I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, well, that's been the question of the day today, of all of these maneuvers that Tyler ended up making just to get Steve out instead of Sam. The question is, Tyler the genius or Tyler the fool? Where do you come down on it, Brent?
I would say Tyler the genius at this moment in time.
And you were lowest on him in the stock watch.
I was, and because I thought eventually things would crash, but I think what's going to happen, look, Caitlin's going to be a mess as an HOH. Everybody, you saw, she was acting shocked. Everyone, I think, currently thinks that Scotty is the one who flipped his vote. They do not think that Caitlin, I'm sure there are people who have their suspicions because she was talking to Rockstar and Haley earlier today that she was going to vote to keep Sam. However, I think that she's going to be a mess as an HOH, because even though she was talking about, you know what, I'm going to stay with your side, I'm going to make this move, the universe is telling me what I need to do. It's one thing to say it, it's another to do it. Everybody in there, you saw, Fessy was so happy when Caitlin won HOH. He has no idea that he's a possible nominee right now. And because of all of that drama that's going to happen, I think Tyler's going to be able to get away with what he's done this week.
Melissa, where do you think? Tyler is the genius or Tyler is the idiot?
I think he's a genius, I think, but I was a little confused as to why he revealed the power to everyone and that Sam has it. I mean, like, I get why, because he was feeling desperate, like, okay, these people are like flip-flopping left and right. I don't know what they're going to end up with. The bros seem to be wanting to get out Sam, and I can't have that. I understand telling Casey, because he felt like she could be the one to convince the girls and convince the guys in that alliance to possibly like just vote with his way without her revealing anything. But then once he revealed it to everyone, I was kind of like, oh, I wish you had kept it closer to your vest, because now if Sam, because he was saying, okay, Sam's going to use the power on any of us, which, like, I don't think she would. I think she'd either save it for herself or use it on Tyler. I don't think she'd just use it on, like, say, Winston if he was on the block. So I don't think she would, unless Tyler was like, you must use it on Winston. But
yeah,
I don't know. And so right now I'm thinking Tyler the genius, but you know, it could change literally tomorrow.
The one thing to keep in mind about this power is it is expirable. And not only is it expirable, but it must be used. And so I do think that there is incentive for Sam to at least try to maneuver who she wants to save. Because if she, remember, if she does nothing for the first three evictions, and we've already had one, then whoever is evicted in the fourth position will get the chance and likely will come back into the game. So I think that she might actually use it on people who had her back this week. I mean, I know that he was talking smack, Winston specifically, about Sam, but she doesn't know that right now. And so, you know, she knows who voted to save her and who didn't. I think that there's a chance that she could save them. Having said that, I think Caitlin could nominate anybody this week. I have a feeling I know who she's going to nominate, but I think she could nominate a lot of different people based on things that happen in the house right now. And if that happens, I don't think that Sam would try to thwart what Caitlin is doing.
I'll go on the Tyler the Idiot side of things. Okay. And I'm high on Tyler. He's my number one pick in the draft. And I loved everything I was hearing about him over this first week of the live feeds. But I just feel like it's, who cares? Oh, he's not going to win the game based on Sam or Steve staying in the house. He wasn't going to get evicted in the first 4 weeks. I just feel like, why go to all this great lengths to bend over backwards and really get it? And maybe it'll work, but why, he was doing so well. There's, 80 some odd days left in the season. It was too much for so little upside.
Yeah, I am a little worried about him moving forward. I feel like he's positioned himself right in the middle of everything.
Which is good. He had a perfect HOH week, and then at the last second went Amazon on everything.
Amazon delivery.
Yeah. Well, Amazon or Hamza, one or the other. Really went cuckoo crazy. Now, Brent, you brought up something interesting about how that bonus life, that if it doesn't get used in the first 4 weeks, that somebody will have a chance. Do you think that Steve is headed to sequester, summer of sequester for Steve?
No, I don't. I think the chat room even said that Steve is free as a bird right now. So I don't think he's
on Twitter already.
They said it in the chat. So I don't, this isn't 100% confirmed, but I don't see any reason why he'd go to sequester. I think that, because Julie said that the person would have to complete a self-contained task, sort of like Justin in BBOTT, where he had, he had to walk across that thing a bunch of times and then eventually did it with one try. Right.
Balance
I think that's something like, I'm just trying to think of something that's self-contained.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That only one person has to do. I feel like that's what it's going to be like. So whoever that power is used on, it's either one of two things is going to happen. Either Sam uses the power on somebody and they have to complete a task, or the fourth evicted person will get a chance to complete the task. Yeah. But I will say this, that whoever completes the task, they're going to come back into the house.
Here's what Big Brother is going to do, because this is when I guess they did keep Jillian in sequester last season, right? Queen Jillian. So they'll wait. And if somebody good gets voted out this week, then they'll hold that person back. And then they'll have a competition with I think they're like, okay, we'll move on from Steve with all due respect to Steve. Cause I really feel like that montage they did with him, where they showed all of the people in the house talking about how they think he's a police officer. I think I don't think they could send him back in after they did that. That was so funny. When Julie Chen was talking about Steve, you were an undercover police officer, and boy, you certainly did talk a lot about police work.
Right,
you showed
right.
that montage, and that was so funny. Julie asked, had this question for Steve, which was great.
Being that you were an undercover cop, why was it so hard to keep your mouth shut?
Yeah, good question.
Shade from Julie Chen.
She was very shady in general tonight. But this was Steve's answer, part of Steve's answer to that question.
The Big Brother house is 24/7, 7 days a week. It is very difficult to keep that charade up. So you do find yourself wanting to talk about things you're familiar with. We all, we all cavitate back to what we're comfortable with.
Cavitate?
What? I didn't even hear that the first time.
Yes, it was very hard to keep up that charade in the house.
we all cavitate.
We cavitate.
Yes, we all cavitate to what we know. Brent, is cavitate is that a word? To me, that's like something when they do that question where that competition where they have to go, like, that's like the Kalturo of words.
Yeah.
I spelled cavitate. Yeah.
It is a word, but it doesn't mean what he said because we all cavitate. I think he meant gravitate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You meant gravitate. Cavitate's about forming cavities or bubbles. So,
well, you do that too, you know.
I spelt an 8-letter word. I spelt cavitate.
I'm still. Is he French? What? Yeah, I know, right? But
no, that's JC is French.
What was that?
Yeah, that was from JC when he went to go vote earlier tonight.
I know what it was. I'm just like, yeah, it was amazing.
This was JC's vote.
I vote to evict Steve.
Thank you.
Oh, Steve.
You know, when he's not touching inappropriately, JC has been very, very fun. I'm starting to warm up to him now.
Me too. I think he's fun on the feeds. He's fun to watch.
Very much fun.
I love when he gets so into like the strategy conversation. He's like, don't be stupid. Don't be an idiot. Makes this whole thing.
But I will say he plays the game like a bulldozer. He doesn't have any subtlety to his game whatsoever. But that's very fun to watch. It's very fun to watch. Because, yeah, I know, right?
Sacre bleu. Okay. All right. So many different things to talk about from tonight. Julie, I mentioned she was feisty. She had a lot to say. This was when Winston was going to vote.
Winston and Brett have bonded. Will he vote with his bro?
Yeah, why is bro? Like, I thought the theme of the house was like computers. Why is there so much bro stuff?
Okay, that's exactly what I said. I said that during the episode. I said, why is this Sam Brose? Why was last week Vimmy Bro? Vimmy Bro.
Like, why is everything bro in the house?
My explanation is Big Brother. It's Big Brother.
Big Brother?
So they're just using the brother part of it.
Honestly, I think that they're just having too much fun with the house guests right now. Brett and, like, as I said before on Twitter, Brett and Winston are a couple of buffoons. Mm-hmm. I think they're having, Brett is so much fun. I love you guys, I think they're
idiots, but I kind of feel like there are idiots.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there are people who don't feel that way, but
I know not everybody loves them, but I think that there's a transition where it's like, you start off like, oh, I hate these guys. Oh, they're such morons. Right. But I think that they're maybe heading towards that path to where there are morons.
Yeah. Well, I love that you noticed their attire tonight. It was so grotastic.
Oh my God.
Like, with the shirts open. Sleeves cut off. I mean, they were just walking caricatures of bros. It was fantastic.
Yeah. No, the San Brose, that made no sense in terms of what's going on there. And the economy of San Brose is so out of whack, where your salary is based on what office building you work at. And then last night, you and Taryn did a great job filling in for me while we were at Fireworks on Wednesday night. But the Vimmy Bro, it took me 10. I watched the episode this morning. I could not figure out, like, is Vimeo, or doing a pun on that? That's so widely known, Vimeo, that we did Vimmy Bro, and it's like Fear Factor, but it's a 1930s studio. And
that made no sense.
JC is a director. Viral videos get made in the studio, and they weren't even shooting, like, balancing on a paintball thing is a viral video. It's such a mishmash of nothing.
My sister Lori tweeted me and said that JC looked like he walked out of the cast of Newsies. That's when he was.
He totally did. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was a really fun competition yesterday, so I liked it. But you're right, it was very incohesive.
I spend too much time trying to think about these things. And Julie also, she was shading Faute as well.
Caitlin is concerned about her own position in the House. Will she vote with her Faute alliance?
Brent, that's like the Julie's, like, disapproving, mocking tone.
Yeah, you can tell she's punky.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Really? Yeah, exactly. So she wasn't having it, and I don't know. We'll see who Caitlin's going to nominate, but I think Fauté is probably going to be among the many week one alliances that did not last very long.
Like, Fauté is like another word they would spell in that same competition as cavitate. I spelled Fauté.
Yes, Caltoro. I mean, like, I had forgotten about the Caltoro until somebody told me about it. I'm like, oh my god, that was such good times. I love stuff like that.
Also, the irony of what was it, the five of us to the end, that the person that came up with that was the person that flipped on the first vote. Not to be
I know,
lost
and I was
on.
Explaining that to my mom. She's like, my mom was like, I finally got my mom to watch Big Brother, by the way. She's like, what? She's like, what does that stand for again? I'm like, five of us till the end. I'm like, but the person who named that is the swing vote tonight. And then, of course, she voted the wrong way. By the way, did you see, like, right when she was walking into the diary room, Winston was talking to her, telling her which way that he voted. I mean, honestly, if I was Steve, I'd be pissed, because it looked like her vote was, like, hanging on a thread. I mean, she could have voted. If he had just pushed a little bit harder, he might have been able to push her over the line.
She looked like such a mess heading into the diary room. If you were somebody on Fauté, and the feeds were down this afternoon, but like Swaggy or anybody else on that side, Caitlin, are you okay?
She honestly, I think she reaffirmed to them that she was going to vote the way that she would. You saw their shock on their faces. But I have to tell you this. This is her winning HOH, like Grandpa Lou. It's going to reaffirm
Grandpa Lou did it.
It's going to reaffirm to her that she made the right decision, that the universe has rewarded her by her decision to vote Steve out and stick with Tyler. I'm sure we're going
to
hear about it.
And to the viewers who are on the fence of, should I be watching Big Brother? This is the universe talking to you, that you are in the right place, because this is going to be so exciting that she won. Okay. So Caitlin as HOH, Melissa, do you think that my first thought was, now Caitlin is going to be having a lot of strategic conversations with people in the house. My gut reaction was, I think this is bad for Tyler, because I feel like that there's going to be a lot of people asking her. And I know that the HOH tends to ask more questions, but isn't she going to be forced to talk a lot about what she was thinking in week one and how Tyler told her about the power that was going on?
Yeah, I think so. But I think she's going to stick with her story about how I voted to keep Steve, so I have no idea what happened. And so I'm hopeful that she's going to kind of protect Tyler in that way. And if
that's
they ask
interesting.
Any questions, she might like protect him. But this is going to be a very exciting week, because I really have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, the fact that she recently said that her nominees were going to be Fessy and Swaggy, which would be insane to see on the block. I mean, obviously, like, who knows if that's going to happen, because Caitlin changes her mind every, like, 2 seconds. So that would be wild to see those two up on the block.
Brent, this is actually uncharted waters, because we have a situation. If she's going to lie about who she voted for, you know, we saw in Big Brother Canada this past season that there were a couple of situations where people claimed to vote one way and they actually voted the other way. But and it didn't work out, you know, either time that came up in Big Brother Canada this past season. But are people going to really call Caitlin out on this as HOH, where if she says she voted that one way, are people going to really say, Caitlin, are you sure you voted that way? Like, who are you to question my authority right now? You want to go on the block?
Yeah, I think this is like the best you could hope for. This would be like Veronica winning HOH in Canada right after she did the hinky vote thing. You know, people aren't going to come. You know, are you really going to come to her and really second guess her? I mean, they might talk behind closed doors, but even that is problematic, because if those people who are in the room go back to Caitlin and tell her that you're doubting her, she's the kind of person who could just seek revenge and put you up. So I have my suspicions about what she's going to do, but I have there's no proof. She could really go any which way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is best case scenario for Caitlin, because I think that after this, you know, her flipping on her old alliance, I mean, they were going to be upset with her. I mean, the fact that she hinted to, well, basically told Haley and Rockstar that she was going to vote for that, vote the way she ended up voting, but then at the last minute told them, oh yeah, no, this was just a misunderstanding. I'm going to vote with you guys. I'm not actually going to do that. But she had told them initially she was going to lie till the day she dies about it. So I don't think they're going to be very convinced by the fact that she, like, last minute was like, oh, that was all just a misunderstanding, sorry. So they're going to know that she was the vote.
Yeah.
First of all. Second of all, you know, she was going to be on the bottom of Winston's alliance. So if Winston or any of those guys were to win, I don't think she's super safe with them because I don't think they really care about her. I think they just needed her vote. So like, this is best case scenario because she's going to not have to answer to anybody about that vote, at least this week. Maybe in the future she will. But right now she could possibly build up some bonds with people and kind of just reset after last week. So this is exciting.
Yeah. And this isn't spoiler related, but I can see in the chat right now that Bailey is already warning Swaggy and the entire group to kiss Caitlyn's butt. Stacked in the chat says this, like they don't suspect her, especially Swaggy, because you know he wants to call her out and say something, but she's like, you know, gotta keep up appearances, smile like a flight attendant here and just be nice. You know, I don't know how long that's going to last though. He's going to want an answer as to what happened if he feels like he's being played.
Brent, did you feel like we dodged a bullet when Scotty was in the lead for HR?
For heaven's sake, I even tweeted about that. And I just can't with this guy. Like, I mean, not that I'm the butchest thing that ever walked the earth, but that when he's in the diary room lisping away, like, I don't know what happened with Steve. If you're seeing this right now, Steve, I mean, I don't know what happened.
What happened? That was crazy.
God, shut up.
God, that is a good impression, guys.
Yeah, at least fake it a little bit. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, then Sam took over. How would a Sam HOH week would have played out following her week as the robot?
It
would have been a Tyler week all over again. I can almost guarantee it. So I'm glad that it ended up this way because, like, my mom was very excited, being like, yes, Sam's going to be HOH. Yes. And I was just like, we are literally going to get a repeat of last week with Tyler in charge. And, Sam would do whatever he says. So
I needed a Caitlyn HOH or Bailey, even Swaggy. I mean, all of it, JC, any of these people would have been great. I do not want a boring week because we had a great week one.
Yeah.
And I needed to continue in week two. We got it.
We manifested this and it happened and it is here and it should be
Namaste, Rob.
Messy week. Brent, could you tell us a little bit about the signal from Tyler today?
Oh, God. Yes.
Man bun up, man bun down. Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. This is incredible to me that the entire season of week one came down to whether or not Tyler's man bun is up or not. So he had told his alliance last night, you know, because they didn't want to be with their cop with their pants down with voting 7-6 the wrong way. And so he's like, look, because they were really worried about that. And he's like, look, I am going to reel Caitlyn in. I know how to do it. I'm going to talk to her about the power right before the evictions tomorrow. But here's the deal. If my hair is down, that means it's going down. That means we're going to fight for this and we're voting to evict Steve. If my hair is down, it's going down. We're going to blindside him. If my hair is up, we're playing it safe and we're voting to evict Sam. So when I saw that his hair was down tonight,
I knew
it was on. But Caitlyn still had to come through with her vote. In fact, I thought for sure because of I think that her friends might help cover for her moving forward in the week. I'm talking about Rockstar and Bailey. I'm sorry, Rockstar and Haley. I always mix up those two names. Rockstar and Haley might cover for her a little bit with some of that crowd over there. But I was really, really worried about which way it might go up until the last minute.
Mm-hmm. So I was looking for his hair as well. And I told my parents, I was like, okay, guys, like look signal. For his hair. What's his hair? Is it up? Is it down? They were like, it's down. I was like, okay, that means it's going down. They're like, what does that mean? And I was like, I actually do not know. I can't remember if that means we're voting Steve out or we're voting Sam out. I was like, that's a confusing signal. And I feel like I would be like, wait, which one?
No, they went over it. They went over it many, many times. Everybody was in on the signal. It was like the new bat signal, Rob. They knew what to do. I knew it was going to be 7-6 one way or the other. Now, Caitlyn might screw it up in the end, but I knew it was going to be close.
We have a similar signal here on Rob's podcast. When Brent has the veil on, we know that it's going down. If Brent's veil is down, then we know it's going down. If the veil is up or off, then we're going to
know, right?
Be safe.
I haven't had one of those in a long time. In fact, that's only happened to me one time. It's amazing how many people remember that. I know, right? I mean, nothing's been that bad. Even last year, eventually Josh won Big Brother, so I was thrilled about that.
Because you're manifesting so many outcomes.
I know.
Unfortunately, right? For Kayla,
I am
only in the U.S. You have these powers.
I know, right? Oh, unfortunately, right. I'm so excited about this week though because Caitlyn is just everybody thinks she's on their side. That's what you need to know. And that's why we and Melissa and I are so excited because everybody was celebrating her win. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for like a Janelle moment, like, you know, bye bye bitches, you know, like, cause you know, Swaggy was pissed when he was blindsided 7-6. There's that iconic gif already. Iconic. It's been 15 minutes of him and Bailey on the couch, like going, "What?" When
the book came. It already is iconic. I've seen it posted a billion times.
Yeah. Well, a good blindside is always a good blindside.
I like when Steve called him Swaggy.
Yeah, I know, right?
I got my whole alliance, Swaggy C.
It's better than my mom was calling him Shaggy. And I'm like, Mom, it's Swaggy.
Yeah. My mom thought his name was Glammy.
Glammy?
Not his name, but close. She's Glammy? Like, what is it, Sammy Glammy? I was like, no.
Okay. All right. We want to start to get to taking your questions in a moment. Melissa, tell me this. Could potentially Caitlin come out of this week in a good position, or do you think that chances are that 1 week from Sunday we'll be watching a key turn and Caitlin's face go up on the block in week 3?
I think there is a chance she could come out unscathed.
Manifest.
But I think the odds are that someone's going to be upset this week, or one group is going to be upset this week. I don't think she comes out completely unscathed, but it's possible that she comes out with a strong group working with her. And that's the best we can hope for, I think, at this point with Caitlin.
Yeah. She could be the MVP of the season so far, Brent.
Yeah, she could be. I don't want to get into spoilers, but I love her because she's just crazy enough, but she doesn't realize she's crazy. Like, she thinks she's totally sane. She thinks that everybody else is like living in Never Never Land, and she's the only one who really understands what's happening. And I love it when people are that narcissistic to think that they are the only ones in charge and the only ones thinking straight. It's going to be a fun week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, she's great. Can't wait. The editors are killing it with her as well, with all of the effects and light and love, and so happy about all things Caitlin. Unless we had a technical issue during the show tonight, at least on the East Coast airing, where there was one point where Julie Chen had no audio.
Yeah, I was glad they had the graphic.
Yes, we came out of clips and we went to Julie in the studio, but it was Julie with no talking.
Yeah. I was like, I can't,
Melissa's recreated that. No. I played a clip of that moment from the episode.
I was like, did you say something? Yes.
I thought she got a crap app and then she lost her voice tonight.
I was waiting for the there's no what did she say a couple years
there's
ago?
No, there's audio no, in my ear.
Yeah, something like that, or I can't remember. There was a certain phrase she said, but I'm sure the chat will remind me. But Julie was great. I wasn't living for what she was wearing tonight.
I said the same thing. I was like, Julie, what are you wearing? He's like this weird choker that matched the dress. Like it was like a, I don't know, a scarf. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Okay. Let's see. What else? What else from tonight? We talked about everybody, everything else from the episode. All right.
Pretty much everything. I wanted to say I do feel sorry for you, Rob. This is like 2 years in a row two of the last 3 years where you have lost somebody who's truly like, you can do their voice, you can make fun of them, you're gonna have a great time with them.
Oh, we're still gonna have fun with Steve.
Oh, well, we would have had a blast with Steve. But
who was it last year? Who did we lose early last year?
Oh, well, Glenn, 2 years ago, I meant. Yeah. That when Glenn went home and we just, he went on about it and you did his voice all year, and how he was going
to
win.
To be fair, it's the same voice. It's the same guy. Exactly. So
Cameron was no fun last year.
Yeah. I will say about Steve, this is one of the first, or one of the only first evictions where I was sad to see either of them go. I would have liked to keep both of them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at this point in the game, I really don't want to lose anyone. Like usually by this point, I already have people who I'm like, all right, at least like 6 of these people can go, but I'd like to keep the others. I feel like at this point, there's no one that I really want to go out. The only person who I can really think of is Fessy, just because I feel like he's not doing anything and he really doesn't add that much besides like this love triangle thing that I don't really like watching love triangles. So I'd be fine to have him leave. And that way Caitlin and Haley can be friends again, which is what I'd prefer. It's interesting because I really I really don't want to lose anyone. And even Fessy, like, he's in my draft, so I'd like to keep him around.
I mean, really, there's a couple people I could do without. I could probably do without Angela and Fessy and Scotty. I mean, look, here's the thing about Scotty. I ain't making fun of him, but I'm so over that archetype winning Big Brother. I mean, the nerds. Oh,
he's going to win this season too.
Ian, Andy, all of these people always win Big Brother. I want to see a new story, ladies and gentlemen. That is why I'm not into the Scotty of it all right now. Yeah. And I'm glad that he lost a little bit of his power center tonight in Steve going home. That'll make the road harder for him.
But that the week he was most vulnerable was this week. And he's made it through, and he's not on anybody's radar. So.
Well, you know, if depending on if Caitlin continues to lie about her vote, I think that he might be someone that they look at as possibly flipping, since he looks like someone who likes to play the game really hard. So I'm not sure about that.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Let's take some of your questions here tonight. And let's start off with a question from Elizabeth. Anyone else notice Fessy Fitness's bracelet? Order Liana Boris like a whole case of those. Well, she was the first person that was on the Fessy Fitness app. So we'll see. Have you guys noticed the bracelet?
I did not notice it.
I did not notice it as well.
Was
but
that the $85 bracelet that he broke?
I know, right? I just forget about that as well. Such a great week one. I mean, I know it's 2 weeks long, but so many great fun times. I completely forgot about the bracelet. But having said that, Fessy's bracelet is far more important because that fitness app, I heard Liana was into it. She needs to get a couple more.
Mm-hmm. Brent, did you see that there was a link to Caitlin's life coaching that in order to be life coached by Caitlin, you have to apply and then she will review your application. And if she selects you, that I believe the price point on that is somewhere between $2,800 to $10,000 to be life coached by Caitlin.
A lot of moolah.
Yeah.
Are you crapping me, Rob?
That's the link I saw. I don't believe that's fake news.
That is shit. I just want to say, like, how in the hell is this woman a life coach? I mean, never mind the fact that her age.
You only need to get one.
I mean, she whoever gave her life coaching experience, however she got this degree, she need to get her money back, because this was not money well spent. There's no way after this season she's going to have anybody come to her door asking for experience when she behaves like she behaves on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see the life coach thing. I mean, I can get the meditation instructor and yoga, whatever, like all that stuff. I totally get it because I've seen her do the meditation stuff and it seems like she does a good job. But the life coach thing, not so much.
Does anybody do a live meditation with her on the feeds or is it? Will your meditation get interrupted by fish?
I know. I saw earlier Tyler was doing it.
No, I mean viewers.
Oh, viewers. Oh, I don't know about viewers.
Get free meditation.
I have not myself, but I couldn't
see. I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. I've thought about it because I was like, you know what? I kind of want to see what this is about.
Takes you right out of it,
you're
Melissa.
You're just LA enough to do it, Melissa.
I am LA enough to do it, yeah. I think.
Okay, we'll get her in here to do a live meditation in September or next week for you guys. Okay, this is from the great Mr. Robot Taryn, who, if you were paying close attention, you got to see again featured on the show. We love it when somebody from the RJP community gets their tweets in the show. Should the producers have gone all in and had Sam as a robot on eviction night? How epic would that have been? Melissa, I was surprised because I really thought that we were going to see, at least for one segment, Sam the robot sitting in the as the last chance to use the robot. I thought we would have seen that tonight.
I definitely thought we were going to, and I was really glad that we didn't, because I was just like,
"Oh, you don't? Enough. You're done?
Enough? Yes, I am so done with the robot thing. I'm very glad it's over. It was very cute and funny at first, and now I'm just like, okay, all right, move on. Next punishment, whatever. I want to see something else. And also, Mr. Robot Taryn is very good at tweeting very bland enough. Mm-hmm. That will make it on the show. And it's very impressive. It's like, I don't want Steve to go or whatever the tweet was. I was like, that's a perfect Big Brother tweet to get on the show.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Jordan, the BB20 man, who says, okay, Brent, we need to fact check this. Steve filmed an unaired pilot of a reality show where he solved cases with the help of the psychic wife. I know this because I worked on editing it. What should Steve's next reality show be where he'd have a chance at lasting longer than a week? First off, Brent, are we buying Jordan, the BB20 man's testimony here, or is this
fake news?
I think it has to be fake news, because if his wife is psychic, I mean, she would have seen this coming from a mile away. I don't understand how this would work, but I'm into something like that. That would be fun TV, where he's a cop working on cases with his wife, who's a psychic. By the way, I remember his wife was the original. She's a real fan of Big Brother. He was sort of the hanger-on who sent in his application because they thought it would be fun, and he got on the show. So I don't know. I don't know how that would work out.
Okay. Did Steve get to take as many baths as we anticipated in the house, Melissa?
I don't recall him taking any, but maybe I'm just misremembering.
He got in the pool.
I think he got one. Yeah, the pool was definitely maybe a possibility.
Maybe I just avoided that on screen anytime Cam. I came. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about Shirley? Does anyone believe Caitlin's OTT acting skills, not Big Brother OTT, that huge fake shocked face invisibly counting on her fingers? Brent, she did act like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, she's going to get away with it for now, Shirley, because she's the new head of household.
Surely she will. So.
I'm very, very psyched to see how this is going to work out. People are going to talk behind closed doors. And the other thing too is that half the side knows what she did. So like, they're going to let it out of the bag that she's the one. Right now, I think there's still confusion about what's going on, who's blaming who, but it's going to come out. I'd be surprised if it lasted the night, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. Okay. This is from the Melissa bot, who says a screenshot of the robot Taryn about how he got onto Big Brother tonight, as we mentioned earlier. So
yeah.
Good job to Scott St. Pierre for pulling that clip. Of course, Edward Morris says, who's going to get the power app? Yeah. Who's going to get the crap app? Melissa, let's talk about this busy week. Okay, Caitlin in the mix, I would think. Tyler could be in the mix. Sam and Fessy are out of the mix. So who, you don't think that with all of the buzz that Angela or JC could potentially, they're trending. You want it to be trending, Big Brother.
Yeah. I think it's possible that Scotty might be least trending, just because I don't really see many people talking about him at all.
Do we know what the questions are? Has the thing been relaunched yet tonight?
I haven't looked at it, but if it's anything like last week, I think that Scotty has better than average chance of being selected for the crap app, just because he's pretty non-existent on the show. Although, to be fair, Rachel and Angela, I mean, I haven't heard boo from them, and they didn't get a lot of positive press. But on the other hand, they're so hated
by a segment
of the population, exactly, that they might at least get into the middle zone where they would not get either. As far as the power app goes, Tyler, Swaggy, I think, is a possibility. I know a lot of people don't care for the cockiness of the Swaggy of it all, but I think that he's on enough ellipse right now that he could get something positive. And look, I'm not putting on my tinfoil hat here, but I will say that I think that they probably just use this. You got to answer, and they probably just use this as a guide to give it to whoever gets the most votes, and then they just stir up the drama. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I feel like it's a little shifty as far as this bot, because I have trouble dealing with the bot. I try to get my votes through, and it doesn't understand what I'm talking about when I try to, you know, vote for people, and you got to spell things correctly. And I don't know.
We'll see on Sunday night.
And I'm a super fan, so I mean, if I'm having trouble with it, I can't imagine what the casuals are doing.
Okay,
I think it's possible also that Casey or Rachel could get the crap app, just because we don't see much from them.
Yeah, especially. Casey got a punishment, but not a app store punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
All right. This is from Miko in the Philippines. Doesn't this HOH win expose her too early? Maybe she should have thrown it. I don't think that she was able to control where the ball was going. But Brent, did you think anybody was throwing it? I mean, Swaggy C nearly launched his ball out of the backyard.
No, and he wasn't throwing it. I think that thing was a little funky because the ball had a little cradle where you could put the ball.
Yeah, like a little divot that you put the thing in. And then,
you couldn't get it to go very easily. You almost had to like put the thing all the way down. And then by then it was moving too fast. So they did get a practice mechanic, but it was obviously different than this. I think, after that blindside, I think everybody was trying to win this. I think even Scotty was trying to win this. I think they were absolutely, the people who were on the wrong side of the vote were absolutely blown away by what happened. And the people on the right side of the vote wanted to make sure that they buried the knife in a little bit more. So I think everybody wanted to win.
Let's do a couple more questions. TJ wants to know, why do you think Tyler lied to Steve in his goodbye message when Steve will go home and see that Tyler wanted him out? Is there a new meta game of pre-jury management? I know a lot of people were on this, Melissa, but I kind of feel like that Tyler, he knows the game well. He knows there could be a buyback along the way. And, it doesn't hurt to lie to somebody that's on the pre-jury.
Yeah, I think that's possibly it. And then I also think that I don't think he initially or even at the end wanted Steve to go home. I don't think his intention was to have Steve leave this week. I think that's what he meant by I didn't want you to go home, because he didn't want him to go home. He probably would have put someone else up there if he had the chance to redo the noms. But I think once it turned out that he had to save Sam, it switched to, I guess I have to take Steve out, even though I don't want him to leave. Yeah. So I don't think he was lying in his message. I think he was just saying like, look, I didn't want you to leave this week, but I had to.
And Brent, when do they record those messages?
It's usually a day or two before.
So he might have recorded the message before the plan changed.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, the plan changed within the past 24 hours, at least the end part of the plan. The beginning part of it happened, obviously, when Caitlin started really running to Tyler and asking for comfort and listening to him. And he started to float the idea, but hey, what if we vote the other way? And she was like, no, I can't do that. Steve is like my dad. And then fast forward 48 hours later, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to do what you tell me. I think she even said to Rockstar and Haley that if, because she thought Brett has the power. She's like, Brett has the power. I'm going to let him run my ass all over the house, which, of course, you can take however you want. So,
I really do like Rockstar too, Brent.
She is great. And by the way, she looked, I threw some shade at her earlier this week on Twitter. I'll own it. She looked gorgeous tonight. She was working that outfit. I loved her hair. The glasses were off of her. I hate those glasses. They totally cover her face. She looked absolutely phenomenal.
She looks like
tonight.
She's going to a rave.
We don't deserve her. I love her. I'm so excited. There's no way she's going to be targeted by Caitlin. So we're going to have Rockstar for at least another week. And I'm hopeful for her long haul. I think I even bought her in the, I bought her on the stock watch. Yeah, I love Rockstar.
I like her. Okay. I like her so far. And I think that also it was interesting today that when Caitlin came to Haley and Rockstar saying, Tyler saying that we're going to be screwed if we don't vote to keep Sam, Rockstar was like, are you sure he's not just playing you? Like, are you sure? It sounds like this is a move and not legit. And it was nice that she didn't just immediately go, oh my God, that sounds crazy. Wow, that's wild. She questioned it, and it makes me see that, you know, she is possibly a savvy player. We don't really know yet because we haven't seen her do a lot, but it seems that she does have a good mind for the game at this point in time.
Okay. Yeah, she does. And also, I will say that Tyler got very lucky in that the person he needed to flip was the person who was probably the most weak-minded of them all. I mean, like Haley and Rockstar, they would never have fallen for something like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's true there was a power in play, but there's no way the power would have impacted them specifically. And somehow he was able to scare Caitlin enough into voting the way he wanted her to.
Okay. Let's make a prediction going into this 1 week from tonight. The person that goes home from the game will be a member of the Level 6 Alliance, will be a member of Faute, or a member of neither, Melissa.
I think a member of Faute.
Faute.
I think.
Brent.
I think a member of Faute as well.
Faute. Boy. Really, this Level 6 really solidified itself, where they were looking a little bit like they were maybe going into a bad spot. I'll say some. Could this Fessy and Haley thing fester and blow up again?
Yeah,
I mean, it could. And also, now that Caitlin is with HOH, I mean, she might get a little bit more attention from Fessy. So I am not sure exactly where things are going to land. I mean, basically, Caitlyn's going to have to betray either the people that she's with, who all think she's with them right now, or she's going to have to nominate and betray people that she just voted with, and she knows they have a power. So, I don't know. If I had to call it right now, based on what I knew coming into the show tonight, as she had said previously that if she got power, she was going to nominate Swaggy and Fessy.
Yeah.
She also might nominate Swaggy and Bailey.
Yeah.
I think that those three people are probably the three most likely suspects.
And
right
don't
now.
Forget, Caitlyn could be trending after tonight. She could get the App Store too.
That would be amazing.
Involved in the vote and then also in the love triangle, and she became the HOH. So
the universe is opening itself up to her, and she's receiving
love and light. She's making it happen. You guys all laughed.
Love and
she's
light.
She's doing it. Exactly. She's doing it. Okay. This has been something I've seen a lot this week. Brendan Fitzpatrick says that does Summer of Steve look like Jimmy Smits, Melissa?
Well, if that's a picture of Jimmy Smits, then yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, I don't know who Jimmy Smits is.
Summer of Steve 2018.
You don't know who Jimmy Smits is?
No, who is that?
He played, he was on Law and Order for a while, and then he's been in a few other things.
Blue.
And then he played, he was the Senator Organa in the Star Wars yes. saga. Yes. So, I mean, get with the program, Melissa. Come on.
Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I need to get on those references.
Jimmy Smith. Okay. How about that? Will we see a jealous Caitlyn make her HOH about getting Fessy's attention and not so much about gameplay? This is from Keith. Yes. Will Fessy be forced to go upstairs and sleep in the HOH room? Tyler was so generous with his HOH room, and I wonder will Caitlyn have it be a velvet rope, Brent?
It would be fantastic. I would love something like this, because the guys are always the ones who are doing this, trying to get the women like, oh, come on, please sleep with me tonight, just sleep in the same bed. I would love it if Caitlyn was just like, you know what, you want to be safe, you can come up here and sleep with me in the HOH room. Hey, I'm just saying,
Fessy,
might be a possibility.
All right. Do you guys, is there news from the feeds? Is there anything you want to touch mention before we sign off tonight?
I mean, really,
we won't even do the okay. real spoiler song. Let's okay. just do a little,
please don't.
All right. Yeah. If you're super spoiler averse, but what's happened? Do we have any news from the last hour since the show ended?
Swaggy is suspecting that maybe it was Rockstar who was the possible flip. I know that Caitlyn has already told Rockstar and Fessy and somebody else, like the chat will tell me, I'm sure, that they are safe, that she's not going to nominate them. She told them that soon after winning. So Fessy's off the table, but she pointedly did not tell Swaggy and Bailey that. And apparently the chat is telling me there was a little bit of a Winston Swaggy blow up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Look, again, if I had to pick, I think it's going to be Swaggy and Bailey. That's what I think.
Bailey's been marked for that week two model curse from the get go. Do you feel is that a likely outcome of this week?
I think I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read the updates right now. I really don't know what the outcome of this week is going to be, if I'm being honest, because I thought going into this that it was going to be Swaggy and Fessy on the block. I mean, maybe that was just wishful thinking, but she did say it. And now I'm thinking she's not going to put Fessy up. She's saying that Fessy is going to be safe. Mm-hmm. And now Rockstar is telling her, which actually is smart of Rockstar, saying like Swaggy says he's controlling us, but he doesn't control any of us.
Okay.
So he can say it all he wants.
Let me get my second piece of corroborating evidence for Bailey will be the person to go home this week. That Tyler has had a run-in with Bailey a couple times. And the one person who has been in her ear the most today has been Tyler. And he could use her as a nice cat's paw to put her up on the block and ultimately get her out this week. So Bailey.
Right, and something else we didn't talk about was the fact that Swaggy and Bailey were two of the people who were instrumental in causing some of the drama that happened with Caitlyn. I mean, even though Caitlyn was jealous of Fessy and Haley, then, Caitlyn was like, why is this any of your business? Because Swaggy and Bailey were getting in the middle of it saying that, hey, they heard that you're jealous of them and that they think it's weird now and awkward that you're jealous.
And Bailey was with Caitlin when she walked in the room and said the comment about
it. Looks, sounds like you guys are having sex.
Right, right. Which she tried to play off as the joke and was not a joke to me. I mean, I think she really was. I mean, I don't think she really thought it was happening, but it was not just a joke. It was definitely some shade at the two of them. So if I had to guess, I think it's probably going to be Swaggy and Bailey, especially with Tyler. I don't think he's going to pull her strings, but I do think he will add some influence over what's going to happen. I'll say this. If that's true, if Swaggy and Bailey are going to go up on the block, I really, really hope that the veto is used and somebody else takes their place and goes home, because I'm not ready to lose that showman yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to lose either of them. I feel like they both have some more to give us, especially Swaggy. I think Bailey, if Swaggy goes home, I think Bailey could go really far. But if Bailey goes home, I think Swaggy could give us a lot of drama. So,
and Caitlin doesn't particularly like Winston. I mean, up until like yesterday, she was still talking about him as the, you know,
he was the one that was giving her the last second pep talk in the diary room as they passed going in the hallway.
I know. I'm just, now that she has power, I think it's going to be really tough to put up her own allies. I mean, she's going to have to look these people in the face and say, hey, I made an alliance with you and I am nominating you. And she's going to have to not nominate Winston and Brett, who said she was going to nominate all week long. So, I mean, she's going to have to play the game now.
I think level 6 is going to be blowing a lot of smoke up her rear end this week. And I think that she is going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker and say, Caitlin, you're the best. You saved us. Hey, everybody. Caitlin. And I think that she is very likely to fall victim to flattery, Brent.
Oh, wow.
It's very easy to push her buttons. Sam the Robot has no buttons, but Caitlin has easy ones to find.
Yeah, I think she does too. But I don't know. We'll see. She's still her own woman, and she is emotional enough right now with you. You know, you saw her. She barely made this vote for Steve to go home, where she could really point her metaphorical gun at anybody in the house right now. So I'm intrigued to see what happens. Even if she does initially nominate Swaggy and Bailey, I can see it where Winston pisses her off later on down the line and the veto's used and then he goes home almost unanimously. I can also see it where she looks at the people in the middle who she's not particularly close to, like Scotty, and says, hey, you know, I can't nominate this side and I can't nominate this side. Why don't I just blame everything on Scotty? Let's nominate him and try to get him out of the house, because I mean, he's not loyal really to either side right now. And if I'm going to continue to lie about my vote, I have to blame it on somebody. Might as well be him. I would love to see that, but we'll see.
Okay. Last couple of questions. Ian is upset. Brent, you called Caitlin weak-minded. How dare you?
It's the truth. I mean, I'm sorry. Who else switches their vote from their week one alliance that she was really, really, she named the damn thing.
Yeah. From her week one alliance in week one.
Right. Mm-hmm. She switched it for anonymous power. She didn't know exactly who had it, exactly what it was. She fell victim to Tyler threatening her that it was going to come back on her. She asked some honest questions like, well, why would it come back on me? She never got an answer to that. And yet she still switched her vote. So I'm sorry. There is no other word for her but weak-minded at this point. She really, really needs to take a few lessons in Big Brother.
How about this? So we got a shot. This is from Jimmy G on Twitter, who took a still frame of something. I would assume this was from one of the live feed cameras. Looks like this is the App Store room, Alyssa. And could you describe what this looks like?
It looks like a cardboard cutout of a person.
Yeah, that's what
I really don't know what that means.
I'm sure,
but I saw them switch to that too.
This was probably the task that Sam would have had to do if she was.
Yes,
evicted.
Of course.
Yeah. But I can't really see.
Yeah.
That's what the tweet was said. I missed that part. I was too busy looking at the picture.
I had tweeted this during the episode as well about how it seemed like we got to the eviction vote. We started the vote very early in the night. It seemed like around like 8:20 was when, or 9:20 was when the vote started. And so we did a long interview with Steve. I feel like that we have not normally or recently done as long of an interview with that first boot. So I think that they were ready in case it was going to be Sam that got voted out for her to play this game. Ultimately, we ended up, having a long interview with Steve. And also, I mean, this was like a throwback tonight, Brent.
Yeah, it really was. I saw, I think it was Danny Donato talking on Twitter about the fact that this is the longest week one interview in like a long time.
Yeah.
They were just filling time here. And if you notice too, usually in the HOH competition, Julie's like, you know, come on, house guest, pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, take your time.
Yeah, I know. Tonight, yeah, she was like, we're good.
When
whatever.
Sam needed Scotty to move the box, right?
Yeah. In the box, in just the right position. Yeah.
It was such a bizarre episode because they were already voting like not even halfway through the episode. It was weird.
Did Julie even say hi to them? Did I miss that? And I just fast forwarded through it. Like, cause I was fast forwarding.
Maybe she did it when she had no audio.
Oh, well, all I remember is like her coming on and saying, okay, it's time to vote. Like, I don't remember her ever saying hi, house guest, you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know.
And then saying hi, Julie.
Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe she did really quickly. I don't know.
All right. So let's start to wrap it up here tonight. Of course, such a fun first eviction from Big Brother 20. We'll be back again live next Thursday night for eviction night number 2. Let's talk about what's coming up. So tomorrow morning, you are not going to want to miss what goes on overnight when Taryn Armstrong is live 10 a.m. Eastern time, streaming about the night's events here on the Daily Update. Of course, new episodes all around on our Rehap Ups feed, Amazing Race Canada. Bachelor is back in swing. We're covering, Shannon Gates is doing a great job covering Summer of Shannon. She's covering Survivor New Zealand and Survivor South Africa. Taryn had, in addition to the live feed updates, April Lewis on the Taryn Show. So check that all out in our Rehap Ups feed. robiswebsite.com/rehapups. And the Summer of Stein continues. Eric Stein did not quit this week and has been responding to my text messages and will come back again this Monday. If you missed the first Summer of Stein, we're taking a look at the big stories of the week every week on Mondays. Get your questions in for Eric Stein, bigbrother@robiswebsite.com, or you can leave us voicemail, robiswebsite.com/voicemail, or 323-282-RHAP. For more Summer of Stein, and for even more about everything we're doing, Survivor, Big Brother, you name it, Rob has a website.com/patron. Your support helps make all of this podcasting possible. We appreciate it so much. We're having so much fun with Big Brother 20. You can become a part of the RJP community when you go to robhasawebsite.com/patron for everything we're doing there. Okay.
By the way, I just want to say really quickly, I had two goofs tonight, as I do. The Ding, Mary, Kill thing I said earlier was with Fessy and Caitlin. It was
corrections.
With Brett and Caitlin. Right, exactly. And the I can't believe I screwed this up. It was Benjamin Bratt who was on Law & Order. Jimmy Smits was on L.A. Law. So I said Law & Order, it was L.A. okay. Law.
I like this new segment at the end of the show where we have retractions and things we
know,
got,
right?
Like, this, where's Stat Boy? Things we got wrong. Usually your chat room calls us out immediately.
Big to do about Melissa not knowing who Jimmy Smits is.
No, this is important because then we hear it all day. Then the whole next day on Twitter of like, you'll get like a moment like, oh, that wasn't Jimmy Smits. That was Benjamin Bratt. Like 4 or 5 days from now, you'll get that tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Melissa, did you get anything wrong tonight?
No, I'm always right. I'm the best.
Okay. No arguments here. Okay. All right. So we've got, a busy weekend coming up. Check out all of Taryn's live feed updates. We'll be back again on Sunday night when we'll talk about the App Store and find out Caitlin's nominations on our next live show. So very excited for that. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes, and appreciate everybody who chats with us live during the show. It's so nice to hear what you guys are saying and follow along with the conversation as we're going through. And we really appreciate you guys being here with us live, whether it's YouTube or Twitch or Facebook, Periscope, you name it. We're following along. So thank you guys so much. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Bye.